The Frog and the Toad, Part 2. This is instant inspiration from Dr. Robert O'Reilly, a dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California. The Frog and the Toad, Part 1, came out a couple of days ago, and with it came a lot of questions. People were confused as to why the frog was not allowed to go back into his own pond. And what was wrong with him going back into his old pond? If you remember the story, the frog was a young man, and he had just come of age, and he wanted to go and try his wings and go out and see what the world's like outside of his own pond, because he was raised in his pond, and he knew everybody in his pond, and he was at home in his pond, but he hadn't seen the world. So he wanted to get out and see the world a little bit. So he left his pond, and the big old toad who was standing watch at the edge of the pond said, "Where are you going, son?" And Mr. Frog said, "I'm going to go see the world." And Mr. Toad says, "Well, I guess that's it. Goodbye." He didn't say, "I'll never see you again." He just said, "Goodbye." So the frog went out, and he visited lots of ponds. And there were lots of nice frogs in these ponds. And sometimes the ponds were not too big or too little and so forth. But he experienced many things. He learned new attitudes and learned new ways of thinking about things. And then he came back to his pond. And he wanted to get back in. He was ready to jump right back into his pond. But the big old toad, he stood there and he says, "Hey, boy, where do you think you're going?" And the frog says, "Well, I'm home. See, there's my family, there's my mom. Hi, Mom!" And Mom looked up at him and said, "I don't know that person. That person isn't part of our world. I don't remember him. He looks like every other frog, but from a distance, you know, it's kind of hard to tell." And so the toad says, "I don't think you belong here." And the frog says, "Sure I do. That's my brothers and sisters over there, my mom and dad and everybody. That's our house." And the toad says, "No. Well, what do you mean I don't belong here anymore?" "Well," the toad says, "son, you have come from a very special community here of people who are very careful and very loving. People who know each other and who keep each other in the highest respect. They do not try to mess around with each other's beliefs. They allow each person to believe as they will, but they all pretty much believe the same thing because they've been raised in the same way. And they all believe in the same type of philosophy because they've been raised in that philosophy. Now, nothing wrong with changing the philosophy, but not here. You don't go into the music school and then tell the music school that you're going to teach chemistry and algebra and things like that. Because the music school say, "No way, we don't got time for that. We got too much work with our music to learn," you know. And you say, "Well, why not? You know, I want to learn here. I want to learn algebra here." "Well, you go right across the street there to the mathematics school and they'll teach it to you." "But I want to learn here." "I'm sorry, son, that's the way the ball bounces. And so you can't go in." Well, now Mr. Toad knows that Mr. Frog was a young pup getting out and trying his wings, just like the prodigal son. But the prodigal son's father accepted him back in because he said to the prodigal son, "You are my son, and you will never do anything in our home, in our family here, to mess us up." And perhaps he was right, and perhaps he wasn't. But the big point is, the frog community that Mr. Frog was from had not any interest in working with that young man's newfound philosophies and newfound ways. They had no interest in this, and this is the way most communities are. They don't want people coming into the community who are different from themselves in philosophy and religion and ethics and every other possible way. That's why in the early days in the United States, the Latinos all moved together. The Greeks all moved together. The Germans moved into similar communities, even in the big community in which they lived. And the Roman Catholics all stayed pretty close to the big Roman Catholic Church. And the Protestants were sort of spread out because they didn't know where they were going to land, and so forth. Well, Mr. Frog is kind of a neat little guy. He went everywhere, and he met lots of lovely people. And he picked up a few diseases along the way, and he wanted to bring them home to his family. And Mr. Toad says, "No way. We're not immune to those things, and you're not either. And you better get some help on those things, because you're going to die of them if you don't. And we don't want everybody here to die just because you want to come back home with your body that you didn't take care of while you were away." And then Mr. Frog says, "Hi, guess what? You know what you ought to do? I'll show you some things that are really set your hair on fire. And you let me back." So he pulls out some pornographic literature, and he shows it to Mr. Toad. Mr. Toad glances casually at the cover, and he says, "Son, that's the last thing that we want here. This is a very beautiful, very pure, very wonderful community that you've left. And we don't have those things here. We don't have alcoholics here. We don't have drug addicts here. We don't have diseases here that we cannot handle and don't know how to take care of. We don't have those things. Now, you want to come back into this community like that? Are you willing to come back here as pure as you left?" "But how can I be as pure as I left? I've had all these experiences." "That's right, son. You can't be as pure as you left. So you'll just have to go and start your own community. And then you start your own community, you probably won't be around very long because the diseases will kill you. But you can start your own community, and you can have your own family over there and have all your children filled with those diseases that you picked up around the world. You know, this is what happened in the world when they were going around colonizing the world. The sailors and soldiers and so forth brought diseases with them that they were able to handle back where they came from, but not the Indian tribes where they came to. And many an Indian tribe was completely wiped off the map because of the diseases that the sailors and soldiers brought there, syphilis and all the other things that they had. Well, I'm sorry, son, but that's just the way it is." "Well, that's not right. This is a free country. We have a right to do what we want in our communities, in our homes." "And that's right, son, you do. So you go and form that community in that country where you want to do that. But you see, here, we raise our children to delight in themselves, to delight in the world in which they're living, and to have such high qualities and such high values that they would not think of violating those values." "Well, what about the prodigal son in the Bible?" "Yeah, what about the prodigal son? There was one father with his son and his own community. Now, do you think that son was allowed to carry on when he came home once like he did when he was away? No way. If that son was going to be in his father's house, he was going to behave. And if that son turned up with any sexual disease or something like that, the father would say, 'Well, as far as our community here, sex is off limits for you. There's no sex for you. There's no relationships at all.' Dad, well, I'm sorry. You went out and you messed yourself up. You didn't keep yourself pure as I had raised you. You didn't keep yourself beautiful as I had raised you." "But Dad, that's not the way the world is." "That's right. But that's the way my home is. That's the way my world is. And if you want to be in my world, well, straighten up and fly right." And the toad said, "You know, young man, this is not the first time I've had to talk to young fellas and girls coming back from after being rolling around and finding what life's all about. But you know, see that pond over there? We have maybe about 2,000 or 3,000 frogs over there, maybe more. Hard to keep track of them, they're underwater half the time. But 2,000 or 3,000 frogs over there. And of those 2,000 or 3,000 frogs, there's only about 2 or 3 of you guys who have to, you know, go out and sow your wild oats. You gotta go out and see what life's like. Because you didn't find the peace that was here for you to find. You didn't find the spiritual qualities that are here. And they're here, son. Because your mother taught them to you, I know that. Your father taught them to you. Your community taught them to you. Because look at all these people. There's just the teensy-weensiest little percentage of them that have decided to go out and look around. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking around, so long as you take your values with you. But the strange thing is, the moment you leave home, you also leave your values with you oftentimes. You leave those things that you've been raised on. You leave those attitudes that have been strengthening you and teaching you to live a life that your community finds acceptable. And so, if that's the way you want to play the game, then that's the way you play the game. Well, you should tell me when I was leaving. Would you have believed me? No. You see, when it's time for people who are raised in values to be tested for their values, no one can tell them that if they disavow their values, if they don't uphold their values, life is going to have some pretty hard knocks for them. But if you stand up for your values, that's great. Now, wherever you go, you're going to either be like the community you're in, or you're going to not. Now, in the early days, in the days of the prehistoric man, the chief was the father, who was the father of the clan, who had all the children, had all the wives, and so forth. And some of his children had wives and children too, but they were very strictly adhered to. And anyone who didn't follow the chief or the clan's leader, whatever he demanded of the clan, out. And not only out, usually dead. Because if they're dead, then they will never come back and bother them again. But so long as they want to live by the principles that are taught in the clan, then the clan is harmonious with them. Now, the same thing goes on today with our world wars and with our crises that we have. You see, when people can't get their own way, when the terrorists come into the United States and try to threaten us, and we bend down and we say, no, don't hurt us, don't hurt us, then we have no values. But when we stand up and we say, we will not accept that, we will not accept you coming in here and forcing your values on us of terrorism, and out. And if you ever come back into our country again, you will face serious trouble. How are you going to know? I maybe taught my brother and you don't know him. We'll know. We'll know because we have our values. And while we live by our values, we'll never have to worry. And one of our values is, thou shalt not kill. Nice. One of our values is, I respect my family. I respect my mother and father. You see, the Ten Commandments were not a bunch of strange things. They had a lot of value in them. And the Hebrew teachings for centuries lived by that, for thousands of years. And we are living by that today. Because the master teacher didn't come and say, out with the old and on with the new. He said, I have not come to destroy the law and the prophets, but I've come to give you a new commandment. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and being, and love your neighbor like yourself. Those were consistent with the Ten Commandments, but the Ten Commandments had been a little tough, while this was even tougher. Because to love your neighbor like yourself, you don't know who you are. And once you find out who you are, you wouldn't want to love your neighbor that way. And so sometimes you have to change your attitudes a little bit. Well, so much for the frog and the toad. As you can see, the story of the frog and the toad had ramifications that reached far deeper than just the frog not being able to come back home after he'd been away a while. You can't go home once you leave, because you'll come back a different person. And if you're willing to fit into the family, it's okay. But if you're not willing to fit in the family, it's not your home anymore. You can visit, but it's not your home. You don't belong. Interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So, my loves, so much for the story of the frog and the toad. I love you.